And welcome back once again, everybody. It is Jeff Rentz, of course, coast to coast, six nights a week on broadcast stations around these United States and around the world live on the Internet. Hello to everyone in Australia, South Africa, South America, Europe, and we are going to talk about Europe tonight as we look at Yugoslavia in and under siege with Mr. David Icke for the first 2 hours. During hour number three, it'll be our honor to have Jeffrey Steinberg on from the Executive Intelligence Review to add his views from the Lyndon LaRouche people about what's behind the current bloodshed in Yugoslavia, and that'll be a fine third hour. First up, though, of course, our friend David Icke, who made his American radio debut on this program some years ago. He has just recently published his biggest book yet, called, appropriately, The Biggest Secret, the book that will change the world, David Icke's most powerful and explosive book to date, and it includes the astonishing background to the murder of Princess Diana. Every man, woman, and child on the planet is affected by the stunning information that David has exposed in this book. He reveals in documented, sourced detail how the very same interconnecting bloodlines have controlled this planet of ours for thousands of years, how they created all the major religions and suppressed the spiritual and esoteric knowledge that will set humanity free from its mental and emotional prisons. And with that, let's say hello to David Icke, who is with us tonight in Canada as he continues to gallivant about this globe. It's hard to keep track of our friend, Mr. Icke. Are you there, David?
Hi, Jeff.
How are you?
I'm okay. Edmonton, this time.
Oh, if it's Monday, it must be Edmonton. That's the way that works. We have another crisis on our hands to deal with, David, and your analysis and insight into that tonight is certainly being awaited for by many people around the world. This is a bad one and getting worse by the hour, so let's just start in. There's much to say. I have much to contribute as well, as do our listeners, but we want to hear up front from you how much of a plan is the current bloodshed and interdiction in Yugoslavia?
Well, it's totally a part of the plan, and drops in so perfectly in what both I and so many other people have been suggesting is the agenda across the millennium and beyond. The idea is to create a world government, world central bank, world currency, electronic, not cash, a microchip population, and most appropriately, in terms of what's happening in the former Yugoslavia, a world army. Now, the idea, and I've been writing this in my books for years, is to turn NATO into a world police force, which would be eventually controlled, as it is now unofficially, by a world government. And any country that got it out of line would be snuffed out by the world police force, NATO. If we remember, NATO was created actually, officially, as the Western defense force against the Warsaw Pact defense or attack or whatever you like to call it, military
mm-hmm.
force.
Mm-hmm.
And of course now that was just the excuse because, as again I've shown in my books and other people have too, the revolution in the communist revolution in Russia, which became the Soviet Union, was actually orchestrated from Wall Street and London, and both sides of the Cold War were actually string-pulled by the same people. But what it did, among many other things, is give the excuse for the creation of NATO. Now, you would have thought that NATO's role would have diminished greatly once the former Soviet Union started to be dismantled, but in fact it's just gone into another phase of the agenda for global control. More and more countries, as I've predicted in my books over the years, and again others have too, are now being encompassed into NATO.
And Poland, Hungary, yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And far from being a defense force, as its original brief was, of course it's now going to war. It's gone to war in Iraq, it's gone to war in Bosnia, it's gone to war now in Kosovo. And this is all part of the plan of creating a problem, getting the reaction, something must be done, even a manufactured reaction, and then offering the solution. And the solution to the problems in the former Yugoslavia is to send NATO in. And if you look at the leaders, and indeed the blueprint that's been played again, and again over the years, if you look at the leaders in the former Yugoslavia that are being fated as these evil people who justify this attack on Belgrade, etc., you'll find they're connected to the same people who are actually orchestrating the attack. Adams in Iraq is an associate of the group that George Bush, the President of the United States, is connected to. They took oil kickbacks and shared them. And this is why when Bush had the opportunity to take his military operation into Baghdad and remove Saddam Hussein, he suddenly called it off to everyone's amazement. It wasn't meant to take Saddam Hussein out. It was meant to advance this agenda to a world police force, a world army, NATO, by creating more and more problems around the world, which justify, quote, the intervention of the NATO forces.
We talked, David, we talked about that quite some time ago, that these would be set up like little dominoes, one after another, each in turn to be neutralized with military force and brought down to second-rate status.
Yeah, and of course they select them, because if you take the criteria for sending NATO into the former Yugoslavia now, then that same criteria applied in East Timor, it same applies in Turkey with the Kurds and stuff, and it's not done. It's selected because of its impact. And what is also happening, of course, is that more and more people around Europe are becoming very concerned about this, and they're also developing a situation where this could expand into a greater European war. And the idea across the millennium, which is why this fits so well, is along with Y2K and wars and chaos and financial upheavals, is to create massive global chaos, which will get a global reaction from the people of something must be done, do something, mm-hmm. Then it will come the solution, which is the package of world government, world army, world central bank, world currency, microchip population. And this is why this period of chaos is now building up more and more. Interestingly, Jeff, too, when you look at the wider picture of the millennium, we're passing the millennium because of the Gregorian calendar, which came out of the Vatican in, I think it was 1572, under Pope Gregory. Because these guys, I would say, are fourth-dimensional, lower fourth-dimensional consciousness that's actually orchestrating this, they see down a different timeline. Mm-hmm. They also understand the cycles of the sun, of the astrological cycles. And it's no accident whatsoever, and I came across this for The Biggest Secret, that on January 2000, to the very point that Y2K is going to kick in, etc., they've hit the very peak of a sun cycle, a massive sun cycle, which is now beginning to build up through 1999. To the month 2000 hits it. And so they've orchestrated not just this physical chaos, they've also orchestrated it leading up to a time when tremendous solar energy is going to be hitting the energy field of the Earth and affecting humanity, quite possibly in making us more emotionally charged, mm-hmm. Open to being affected by the chaos and therefore demanding the solutions.
All right, let's talk about escalation as an issue in the Yugoslav crisis. Milosevic quite clearly would probably rather have ground troops from NATO in there where he could engage them on more of an even footing. He can't fight an air war, of course, even though they did bring down the 117. If NATO ground forces go in there, we'll have the beginnings of a Vietnam. If Russian volunteers, and allegedly there are close to 10,000 now who have signed up to go fight with their Serb brothers, If Russians start dying there, by the hundreds, by the thousands, we have an issue of Russian nationalism. Could Russian nationalism be galvanized to overrun the world control of the manipulators, as you call them?
I think there's a very good chance that that will be instigated and wound up and manipulated to actually widen the crisis and evolve a much greater NATO operation there. This is, in European terms, this is a tinderbox, this area. This is where the First World War came out of.
Oh, for 1,000 years they've been fighting there.
Yeah, and so it's a tinderbox. And this is when you get back, Jeff, to how easy people are to be manipulated. All it takes, because we get stuck in culture and physical bodies and genetics and religion, it means that when these guys want to go in and cause a war, all they do is have to light the blue touch paper, as we say, with fireworks in Britain, and take a few steps back, and the whole thing will explode. And suddenly people that were getting on before start killing their neighbors and stuff. And also, If you want to control a game, as I indicated earlier, then you control one side, you influence the game. You control both sides, you decide the result and the outcome of the game.
Sure, sure.
And I'm absolutely in no doubt whatsoever, because this is the blueprint for all of them, that a lot of these atrocities that are being reported in the former Yugoslavia justifying this intervention will be orchestrated by the very people who are justifying the intervention.
It's been suggested already. Now, when the Serbs suggest that the Albanian issue right now in Kosovo, which is obviously pretty bad, or it is being told to us as being pretty bad, is a result of the escalation and the NATO intervention, of course, Clinton and Albright and the others say, not a chance, it has nothing to do with our bombing of their country, which is absurd on the face of it. Now,
yeah.
David, you say we...
Albright is absurd. I mean, she said to me this week... I understand that we had to do this to bring peace in the area. I mean, that's the most greatest contradiction we've ever had.
No, I don't know how anybody with a brain can really pay much attention to this woman when she says things like that. It's absurd. But do we need to have a nuke dropped here or there? We're going to come to our break now, David, but let me ask you to respond when we come back. Does this issue need a nuclear weapon or two dropped here or there, a city or two sacrificed, to bring about the kind of world fear and paranoia that would allow for the instigation and installation of a total world government? That's the question on the table. We'll be right back with Mr. David Icke in just a moment.